Slow Dancing on the Soapbox by Musareth. Read by X-Men hater
Rena Jenkins, Schmaler,
Hard Hand Maiden,
and Bessie Boo as Groot.
Oh my god, don't you guys clean this place? Ever?
Quill looked a little flustered. Attractive female of a species with whom he seemed to be biologically compatible. Probably should have seen that coming.
It's not that bad.
It's bad.
The other latest addition to their merry little band said. He seemed not to approve of Quill getting too close to the female, which was just adorable. Rocket might puke. Alternately, it might come to a fight. Happy thought, except that Quill would probably lose, given that he was just a Humi, not some genome-engineered super soldier.
I am Groot!
Look, a distraction. Wise, oh the irony, obligingly turned around. He could afford to, of course. He'd probably both hear and smell it the moment anybody else moved, regardless of whether or not he could actually see them.
What's he saying?
Rocket bared his teeth. Try lifting a leg in my direction and you're dead. If only. Wise flushed. Groot blinked at Rocket a little reproachfully.
I'm not a dog.
Yeah, you're a lycanthrope. Part wolf. I'm sure we're all very impressed, Fido.
Well, I'm a little impressed,
Quill said.
I mean, those are some pretty sweet boots.
They're not for sale.
Wise turned slowly until he'd reached a position where the female was in his direct line of sight again. Subtle he wasn't, but then he was still part human.
And neither are we.
Nobody's talking about selling you, flea bag. That one got even less of a reaction than Fido had. A challenge, clearly. I mean, it's not like you're important or anything, is it? Not like someone'd be willing to shell out a whole lot of money for you and her, dead or alive. Someone was, of course. The question was why. Rocket could have lived with the mystery. Possibly, he could even have lived with missing out on a couple thou for not investigating. Quill, though. Well, humans, eh? Stupid idiots, all of them.
My real name is Jupiter Jones,
said the female. Named after some obscure, uninhabitable little planet. Her parents must have had some high expectations. Might as well call your kid garbage and spare her a bit of embarrassment. Small wonder she was going by some fake name. Wise looked deeply unhappy.
You should address her as Your Majesty.
Where for unhappy, read, eager for an excuse to tear someone's throat out with his bare teeth. He probably was capable of doing it, too. Rocket was able to experience the emotion, but he hadn't been bred for combat.
Your Majesty?
Quill looked flabbergasted.
What, you're...
I am Groot.
I'm looking. Having the female's real name would help figuring out why there was a bounty on her head, presumably. Oh, yuck. She's one of those.
She's not,
Wise snapped.
She's different.
Naturally, he'd want to believe so. Quill looked mystified. House of Abrasix. Bunch of megalomaniacs with delusions of ruling the universe. Rocket snorted. Slightly dangerous, megalomaniacs, of course. Not a good idea to annoy them too much.
Oh.
Quill's expression suggested Puppy could rest easily.
Them.
Knowing we are not, we're probably being paid by one, too,
Wise said.
I am Groot.
Yeah, Rocket glared at Quill. I told you we should have asked for more than 20% in advance. But no, we had to do it your way. Quill shrugged.
We'll give the money for expenses. Sounds fair to me, right? I mean, we did invest substantial amounts of time and effort into finding Ms. Jones and her friend.
Wise looked disgusted, which was rich.
Give me half, and I'll see what I can do about this mess in the next 3 days.
What? No!
Not a happy doggy. Not calling her Your Majesty, either. Maybe he saved that for when they were alone.
We need the money.
The brains of the operation, clearly. At least her Ron had a vocabulary of more than 3 words, though.
And it'll give me something to do.
10%, Rocket said quickly, before Quill could do something stupid.
40.
Wise, not Jones. 15. A lot of money, but still worth it. Rocket might not have a dog's sense of smell, but that didn't mean he enjoyed seeing the same food stains at every meal.
25.
Jones, not Wise. Deal. And you know, if you really are different... She probably was, at least when it came to her hobbies.
What?
We're still not going to help you get out of whatever trouble you got yourself into. Rocket threw a significant look at Quill, their very own bleeding heart. No way, no how. Got that? Wolfboy wanted to snarl. He and Jones didn't even want their help. Rocket could see it on his face. But Wise didn't actually say anything, meaning there were, in fact, a couple of brain cells firing in that head of his.
Got it,
Jones said. She even kept a straight face as she said it.
I am Groot.
Rocket sighed. Yeah, come on. I'm going to check some of those new guns we got last week. He had a feeling he might get to use them sooner rather than later. Oh, well. He did live for life's small pleasures.
The end.
I am Groot.